Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Joel chapter 3, we were taught that it is the duty of the preacher to make the Word of God available to people, not acceptable. So let's continue with that thought today. Our duty is not to make the Word of God acceptable to men. Instead, it's to make it available to men. Therefore, don't try to make the Word of God acceptable. Preach the Word of God as it is to men as they are. If you try to make it acceptable, you'll water it down, you'll leave things out, and you'll add things to it. So don't do it that way. Do it God's way. And let God be true and every man a liar, and let him give you the strength and the help in time of need. And that's what he says in Romans 8:37. After saying we are a sheep for the slaughter, he says, nay, in all things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I'm persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor death, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Wow, that is great. Now, you don't have to go contemporary. You don't have to go entertainment. You don't have to do those things. What you do need to do as a preacher is pray and seek God's face to get the message from his word, but also to have the power of God. Ask God to give you a holy utterance and boldness. Utterance, so that when you preach his word, no one can be indifferent to the word of God. But you know what? When you preach that way, you may have more people mad than are happy. But mad or happy, that is better than indifference to the word. So ask God, preachers, to give you that holy power. Beseech him and continually beseech him on this. Get others to pray that God would give it to you. You see, the power is not the power of your voice. It's the power of the Holy Spirit in your voice. And it's the Holy Spirit taking that message, God's word, to the hearts of the listener. Now let me just say this. Every word is God-breathed. It's not the thoughts that are inspired. No, every word is God-breathed. God gave every word of the Bible to those that wrote. Those that wrote had to be holy men. They couldn't just be any man. They had to be holy men of old. And they wrote those words. They put them down in the scriptures. And so as a result, we have the Word of God. And the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, as a discerner of the joints and the marrow, the thoughts and intents. Listen, my friend. Jesus said in John 12:48, it's by his word that would be judged. Get to know the word, get in the word, and preachers, you preach the word. And let's not let the world and marketers, religious marketers, dictate to us how we're to do church. Continue to let the Bible do it. Just let the word of God be true, and every man a liar. That's the way God said to do it. Guess what? God got it right. And so again, we go back here. They get behind that old dragon, the devil, his world leader, the beast, and that false prophet who's behind the one world religious move, the ecumenical movement. You know, God ordained the local church. He didn't ordain an invisible church. I mean, who are the invisible deacons? What time do you meet in your invisible church? Okay. And the problem is that too many are invisible at a Bible preaching church. They just don't go. I've had people say, well, we're going to be there with you in spirit. Well, I've never seen one of their spirits show up. So understand, be faithful to God's house. So we're here in verse 13. and he is speaking towards heaven. And the world agrees to be on Satan's side. That's why I said earlier, this is amazing to me. And so in Revelation 13, verses 4 through 8, let me read that again. And they worshiped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast, and they worshiped the beast, saying, who is likened to the beast? Now, after doing all of that, and getting victory over so many, killing so many saints, the world just gets up more and more behind them. Now, Satan and Antichrist, they both are the beast, because they believe they can defeat Christ, it seems like they go out and try to deceive the world into thinking the same thing. And so they follow Satan and his Antichrist and his false prophet. But let's look at God's orders for this time, okay? Because now he's looking towards heaven in verse 13. And he's starting to command what to do in heaven. Different story, different way to go now, after man's done all he can. And we're reminded again of Revelation 14, verses 18 through 20. And another angel came out from the altar, which had the power over fire, and cried with a loud voice to him that had the sharp sickle, saying, thrust in thy sharp sickle, and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe. And the angel thrust in his sickle to the earth and gathered the vine of the earth and cast it into the great winepress of the wrath of God. And the winepress was trodden without the city, and blood came out of the winepress, even unto the horse's bridle, by the space of 1,600 furlongs. One of the things I look forward to that when I go to Israel is to see that valley of Armageddon and the valley of Jehoshaphat. And we see all of that when we're over there. And if it's not past July 31st, when you hear this message, you can go to our website and click on there and be able to go with us to Israel. But you've got to do everything quickly, got to get everything paid quickly, because everything has to be in by July 31st or August 1st. But you can sign in online. You can do everything online. It's a very secure thing. But now we're digressing, so let's get back to it. I was reminded of that as I looked at the passage here, because we visit that place. But this passage does show the end result of Armageddon. When the world sees Jesus Christ returning and thinks, we can defeat him. Oh, we can defeat him. We've got super weaponry, and he's coming on that white horse with a bunch of people behind him on horses. Oh, but he will defeat him. Yes, Jesus will defeat them all. Now, some will know differently on earth, but too late. In Revelation chapter 16, verses 15 through 17, we read this. And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every free man, hid themselves in the dens, and in the rocks of the mountains, and said unto the mountains and rocks, fall on us, and hide us from the face of him that sitteth upon the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? Isn't that interesting? People today don't get scared of the wrath of a lamb, but this is the Lamb of God, and he's risen. Now, chapter 14 passage goes along right here with our chapter 3 and verse 13 passage here. Again, let me read verse 13 here in Joel. Put ye in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Come, get you down, for the press is full. The fats overflow, for their wickedness is great. Yes, the harvest is ripe. The fullness of iniquity is there. It's full in God's sight. Now, Jacob and his sons were sent to Egypt. And that's where they stayed for 400 years. And the Bible tells us why. The Bible says, God said to Jacob back then, that they'd go down there because the iniquity of the Ammonites was not yet full. But when God brought Israel back into the land, they were used of God to drive out and kill the people whose iniquity was now full. Now remember in Revelation chapter 3 and verse 7, we read this statement. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things saith he that is holy, he that is true. Remember that about Jesus Christ. He's holy and absolute truth, no error whatever. Therefore, anything that tries to honor God, absent of holiness, that honors the flesh above all, philosophy above the Bible, marketing above the Holy Spirit, my friend, that is a deceiver, that is deception, avoid it. So he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth, and no man shutteth, and no man openeth, he is holy and true. Iniquity is the opposite of what and who Jesus Christ is. In Noah's day, God shut the door on the ark. No man could open it. But God had given them 120 years to repent. And they mocked. They mocked the morals and the standards of God of which Noah would preach, rejecting the offer of mercy, just like they do today. That was happening back then. But when God's long suffering is full, he moves quick and in sudden wrath. Once it starts, no man is stopping it. Yes, God is long-suffering. He's of great mercy. But there comes a point of the fullness of iniquity in which God gives a nation or a person up. He even removed the candlesticks of the churches for their iniquity. And we know by 1 Peter 4:17-18, that judgment begins at the house of God. Now, when one puts in a sickle to harvest a vine, it means the vine is in clusters. It is fully ripe. These people will be reminded of the cross.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet.